Greetings, church family and friends. Hope you are all well. This is the third recording of a service since we've been asked to hold off meeting publicly in large groups. And one thing is certain, we sure miss seeing you all. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, we pray that you would speak to hearts through your word, and Lord, help us to be reminded of your promises and be encouraged, and Lord, help us to be a light during this time. We ask you, Lord, to comfort those who are suffering, those who are grieving loss at this time in our nation and across the world. We pray, Lord, for the medical personnel who are on the front lines, and ask you to protect them and give them strength. Lord, please help us at this time. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Eva has been kind enough to come in and this week and play some songs. We've recorded some songs that we sing here in our services, and we think you'll enjoy them.
can have all this world. Just give me Jesus.
As we've done in the past 2 weeks, we're going to also open our Bibles and take a look at some scripture passages. In the past couple of weeks, we've been encouraged to trust God in this time. I think of Psalm 55 and verse 22. Tells us this: give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. And another psalm that I have been blessed by through the years, Psalm 56 and verse 3, a psalm of David, where he said and wrote this: but when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. We've also been reminded not to put our trust in money or riches or possessions, which are so unreliable. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19 remind us not to trust in these things, but to trust in God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy, and goes on to encourage us to use what we've been blessed with to bless others. Last week, we turned to Hebrews chapter 12, and verses 25 through 29, we were reminded to listen to the one who tells us that there is something that remains unshakable, even when everything else is shaking, and that is God's kingdom, his promises, his purposes, his presence in our lives. And we are challenged to listen to him, to listen to him. For the message this week, I think back to an email that I received from a dear friend who speaks to pastors across the country, and he put forward an idea that I'd like to share with you today. It's worth considering. He began the email by reminding us that in days of uncertainty, it is very important that we consider the character of God and his love for us, and also that we consider our identity in Christ, who we are, and allow those truths to bring great peace to us in the time of storm. But moving on beyond that, he asked a question of pastors, and he asked this: how can we do church in this season, in this time, in this setting that we are in? He got some responses. Those congregations that are tech savvy said they were trying to reach their congregations by social media, recording and sometimes live recording and streaming those services to their congregations' home computers and phones. Now, we are not that tech savvy. We are in audio, and that's what you're hearing now. But it points to something, and this question that he asked about doing church, he asked this question: what if instead of finding new ways to, quote, do church, that at this time we determine to be the church right where we are, to live out our faith right where we are? And I thought of an example that we spoke about a year ago when we studied the book of Acts. We made our way through the book of Acts, but early on in chapter 8, it tells of an experience, an event that those believers in the church in Jerusalem went through. I want to read here from Acts chapter 8. It says this: Saul was one of the witnesses, and he agreed completely with the killing of Stephen. We read this: a great wave of persecution began that day, sweeping over the church in Jerusalem. And all the believers except the apostles were scattered through the regions of Judea and Samaria. And verse 3 says, but Paul was going everywhere to destroy the church. He went from house to house, dragging out both men and women to throw them into prison. You know, we need to just stop and think about this for a moment. This is the same Saul who would later become Paul that God would use in such a great way, that he is given credit for writing over 13 of the New Testament books, and God used him in a great way to get the gospel out. And it should let us know that there is no heart too hardened, that the gospel cannot change. And don't give up hope, those who are being a witness and ministering to people that may at times seem like they're completely uninterested, in fact, maybe even opposing your witness. But I want to read verse 4 for you, because this is what we're talking about today. It says this: "But the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus wherever they went." Those believers under persecution were scattered. And instead of just finding another place to meet, another location, instead, as they were scattered because of the persecution, they spoke out and they lived out their faith. We read this, verse 4, "But the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus wherever they went." And that seems to be the difference there between just simply doing church and being the church. And there is a difference. You know, in our consumer culture, we often think about, well, what am I going to receive? What am I going to get? And oftentimes we come to church, and certainly I would say that you ought to get something if you come to a gathering of believers. You ought to be loved. You ought to hear truth. You ought to sense God's presence. We ought to be led to worship Him in spirit and in truth. But simply the fact of doing church, of what am I going to get, is a different kind of outlook than being the church. And that, in being the church, is how can God use me to bless others, to be a light, to make Christ's name known? And I can't help but think of this passage from Matthew chapter 5. We've spoken about it a lot here through the years from Jesus' sermon there, Matthew chapter 5. I want to read verses 14 through 16. Jesus had just told the folks who were listening, and certainly his disciples, his followers were listening in, that they were the salt of the earth. But then he went on to say, "You're the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." And we can't help but think of that very verse there, encouraging us to be a light right where we are, being the church, and not just finding for us to find a new way to do church, but for us to think, how can I be the church? How can I be the light that God has called me to be? Well, you know, friends, this coronavirus, as you've heard people say, this too shall pass. But here's a challenge for our congregation. Here's a challenge for you and for me. And that is, don't let this opportunity pass. I would make this appeal: don't just hide and binge watch TV. At the same time, don't be reckless, but don't be a recluse. This is an opportunity to learn to more fully trust God in our lives. This is an opportunity to love people. And this is an opportunity to let Christ's light shine to our neighbors, to those that we know. I have a couple practical suggestions here that I want to just talk about, and a couple passages of Scripture. The first one is this: to encourage one another. You know, even when we can't be physically present with one another, we can still call on the phone, we can text, we can email, we can Facebook, we can Skype, or whatever else they may call it. I know that in our family, we have really enjoyed FaceTiming, where you can talk to grandchildren, but you can also see those little faces when you talk to them. And what a blessing that is. And we can encourage one another in this way. I want to read you from Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 27, this verse. It says, "Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in your power to help them." And certainly this is a time where we can encourage others. I'm talking about believers and those who have not yet come to faith in Christ. Encourage one another. Here's another way that we can let our light shine, and that is to support each other. Do you know some of the most meaningful things that we can do are simple? They're practical. What can we do? You can check in on your neighbor. You can ask how they're doing. You can share whatever you might have that they might need. You might be able to prepare a meal and drop it off for somebody that is in need, somebody that is not able to get to the store to get groceries, and even offer to pick up items that might be needed. Let me read you a verse that can really motivate you and I in this. This is from 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18. It says this: "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." Let us show the truth by our actions. And here's a third thing I'd like to share in letting our light shine, and that is this: to point others to Jesus. You know, it's Jesus who calms the storms. It's his comfort, his promises that bring peace to our hearts. But you know, it's up to us to remind each other of God's promises and also to pray for one another, to be a light. I heard a saying which I'm fond of. Sometimes great thoughts are captured in short statements. And the Christian life can be described as knowing him, knowing Christ, and also making him known. And so think, friends, in terms of not just doing church, but in being the church, and where you are in your life today and the circumstances that you and I face. Ask you, let's bow our heads and let's pray and ask God to speak to our hearts and get us thinking along these lines of not just doing church, but really being the church. Before we pray, I would like to just remind anybody listening, if there is a need for assistance, food to be picked up or medicine, prescriptions to be picked up, or just somebody to talk to, please feel free to contact me, Bruce Butler, 772-260-9737. We have folks who are willing to help or glad to try to be a help if we can. And also, we've been asked about getting tithes and offerings to the church. Let me just give you the church's address. It's Family Worship Center, P.O. Box 1, Indiantown, Florida, 34956. All right, let's pray. Father God, again, thank you for life. Thank you for the blessings of our lives. Lord, help us in this time to be a light, to be the church. And Lord, help us to consider those around us, those that we know, and even those that we don't know well. Lord, help us to be a light to all. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We'll meet you back here next week, Lord willing.